Welcome back to Horizons. Deacon Thady O'Connor, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you, David. Delighted to be here with you.
You're a longtime contributor of my predecessor, Mary Fagan, and I have a bunch of your music in my music library, so it's great to finally speak to you.
Oh, very good, David. I'm really looking forward to our conversation, and thank you for having me on this morning. Yes, that's right. We did a lot of programs together, many of them with Mary. Yes, the music at the time was a big part of my ministry, and it still is, David. Music ministry is key to nearly everything I do.
I think I have a few of your CDs around my studio as well.
That's right. Yes, we brought out, I think I've got four there all together now. Sea of Tranquility, Volume 1 and 2, and then we did one for Our Lady. We've got 12 of Our Lady's hymns there, a special CD, a dedicated CD. And I did one, of course, with the book then. Brought out a book there on my recovery from COVID, Your Breath is Your Hope. And that was accompanied by a CD of healing hymns.
Oh, yes. I think Mary was telling me about that. That's very interesting.
That's right, yeah. Oh, that was good, because music helped me. Music did help me a lot in my recovery, and I just wanted to convey that to people, you know. It's the word of God, really, through music, and the teaching of the churches, that the music of the hymn carries the word of God into the soul. And that's certainly what I experienced, and then I thought that I'd share it with people, you know.
Yeah, very well said. But you're not just a musician, Deacon Thady. You're also the spiritual director of the Diocesan Apostolate of Eucharistic Adoration. And you have an event coming up.
That's right, David. Yes, I'm deeply humbled that Bishop Ray offered me that position. And Bishop Ray is very interested in having the diocese, the Apostolate of Eucharistic Adoration, restored really to its former glory across the diocese under our chairperson, Margaret Carmody. She's up there from Knockanure in the parish of Myvan. We do have a very motivated committee as well. And we are always open, of course, to new members and new ideas. We love listening to people and their success stories in their parishes, you know. So it's the apostolate of the laity, lay apostles, really. It's a very privileged position to be in for those people who do the Eucharistic adoration. We're kicking off, really, in Killarney on the 18th of October. It's going to be a guided Eucharistic healing session, really, in the morning. And it's also silent. It commences with the rosary. At the very end, we have a presentation for those who will be there that will be given by the committee members, just as to how best you progress with the adoration and how you might maybe start a group in your own parish. And the great thing about it is, with the apostolate of the laity, David, is that, you know, you're not burdening the priest at all, because it is for the laity. You know, you can expose and repose the Blessed Sacrament, because we know that priests are so busy today. But we really like people to take responsibility in their own parishes and for this to be up and going, because it was very strong in the diocese prior to COVID. But unfortunately, it took a hit during COVID. But we find now that, you know, green shoots are coming again in various parishes. And we do look forward to this coming Saturday now on the 18th, and it's for the pastoral areas, really, of Killardlin and Killarney. So Killarney parishes would be Killarney itself, Kilcommon, Fieries, Glenflesk and Fossa, and then the parishes of Killardlin, would the pastoral area there would be Beaufort, Killardlin, Milltown, Castlemaine and Glenbeh. But and so we start with Holy Mass there on the Saturday at 9:30, and then we continue until 1:30, and we'll have refreshments. But we should be all over in about 3 hours. We won't be holding on to people any longer than that.
Oh, very good. And can people just walk into this, or do they need to register so you have an idea of numbers?
That's right. They can walk into it because, you know, we have St. Brendan's Chapel there, the Eucharistic Chapel there in Killarney, adjacent to, joined on, part of, really, the Church of the Resurrection. But if we're overcrowded there, we can always move into the church. And just to remind people as well that the outside parishes, the outside pastoral areas outside of Killarney and Killardlin, you are also welcome, you know. You're also welcome if you would like to join us on this approach to Eucharistic healing. And we'll be introducing various supports as well, you know, maybe music, meditative music, just giving people the choice as to what they can really do around Eucharistic adoration.
And you mentioned, Deacon Thady, that understandably so, over COVID, Eucharistic adoration declined. Do you think we're going to be able to bring it back up again?
Well, I do, you know, because as I said there, you know, already you can see some green shoots in certain parishes. So we think, you know, by kickstarting it now again and creating this drive across the diocese and everybody getting involved, everybody that's already involved in Eucharistic adoration, lending their support and putting their shoulder to the wheel, so to speak, and sharing with people as well. Sharing with people, you know, what Eucharistic adoration does for you, what praising and adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament does for you, as was given to the apostles. And you are also an apostle, an apostle of the Lord, when you kneel or sit there in front of him, just to love that adoration, and also, of course, to receive his love and get an experience of what it's like, which I did really during my recovery from COVID.
Were there any other lessons you learned during your recovery from COVID you wanted to share?
Well, you know what, just as you asked me there, and I was with somebody there yesterday. It was actually Legion of Mary meeting, and we were talking about gratitude. And I said, you know, I use gratitude in my recovery because it's a spiritual organ of the soul. And I said, when you sit down or kneel down and you go into all the things in your life that you're grateful for, you'll feel actually that power going through your body. I was fortunate to have learned this way back about 10 or 15 years ago, that gratitude is so deep in our soul. So when we actually, I think we have it, we had it last Sunday in the apostles, the 10 leopards that came back, just one of them came back, but they were healed. But Jesus, you know, he was recommending, he was complimenting their thanks and their gratitude, you know. There's healing and gratitude, yeah. And of course, staying in hope really is what my book is all about. What I say to people is, you stay in hope. When everybody else is losing hope around you, you maintain your hope in the person of Jesus Christ. And you'll find that the hope transforms itself into a supernatural power. A supernatural power, I mean, it wasn't given to us for nothing, you know, the theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. But I discovered, you know, they were always sitting for me on a page, and I never took any notice of them other than that, faith, hope, and love, the three theological virtues. But it was when I was to the pin of my collar that I really discovered the power of supernatural hope, hope in the person of Jesus Christ, how transforming and how healing it can be. And we'll also be sharing some of that at our adoration retreat there now on that Saturday morning.
Yeah, speaking of the theme of hope, I certainly hope you have great attendance on the day. So that's the 18th of October, which is this Saturday coming, for everybody listening, in the Killarney Parish.
That's right, in Killarney Parish, in the Church of the Resurrection, starting with Holy Mass at 9:30.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Deacon Thady O'Connor.
It's wonderful speaking to you. God bless you.
This is Seek Ye First.
Seek ye first. I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. Registration for First Holy Communion and First Confession in 2026 has opened in some parishes. Please see your local parish newsletter for registration details. There will be a celebration of the harvest at the Mass today in Curraheen. All are welcome. Drumtariff Active Retired 20th Anniversary Celebration takes place in the parish hall today, commencing with Mass at 12 noon, followed by lunch and a trip down memory lane. They invite past members to join the day. University Hospital Kerry will hold its remembrance service today in the hospital chapel at 2:30 p.m. All are welcome, especially those families who have lost a baby. Annum Cara, the organisation that supports bereaved parents, will hold its monthly parent support evening on Tuesday at the Meadowlands Hotel at 7:30 p.m. For more information, see annumcara.ie. The event Together We Sing is on Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. John's Parish Centre. All are welcome for shared song and story. There is a position open at the John Paul II Pastoral Centre in Killarney for a part-time secretary on a one-year fixed-term contract. Closing date is Thursday at 5 p.m. For more information, see dioceseofkerry.ie. There will be a Eucharistic guided healing event on Saturday morning presented by Deacon Thady O'Connor at the Church of the Resurrection Killarney, commencing with Mass at 9:30 a.m, followed by the Rosary, Adoration and guided Eucharistic healing. Everyone is welcome. Refreshments will be served afterwards. Pope Leo XIV has posted on X. This October, as we contemplate with Mary the mysteries of Christ our Saviour, let us deepen our prayer for peace, which should become concrete solidarity with people tormented by war. I thank the many children around the world who are praying the Holy Rosary for this intention.
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, we talk more to Bishop Ray.